Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. Free money coming up in about an hour. Wake up. You need to make money. And we're going to have a chance for you to do that in about an hour. And by make it, I mean you're not actually going to make it. We're just going to give it to you.
Right.
If you
way
text,
easier.
Yeah, way easier. Than nobody wants to work for money, anything. But you just have to text and win, and that's coming up. It'll be very exciting. The amount of excitement, I guess, is directly related to whether or not you win.
Right.
So that's
still
kinda,
a little exciting.
Yeah, a little
you
exciting.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly right. It's the unknown that we're all
right.
All right, listen. So here's the deal. Megan did this story just a moment ago about Beyonce's mother.
Yeah.
On Instagram, which is interesting to me because I always get those notifications still, like, so-and-so just joined Instagram.
I know.
And I'm like, whoa.
How have you not had have Instagram this whole time?
What rock you've been living under.
Right.
You know what else is now coming up is I get when people post for the first time in, like, a long time.
Yeah.
You'll get one of those, like, so-and-so, like, our boss, the owner of the company or the president of the company posted some picture. And I got a little notification saying.
On Instagram?
Yeah, and it said so-and-so is posted for the first time in forever.
Oh, I never got that one before.
Oh, you haven't gotten that one before? Oh, wow.
I guess everybody I follow posts a lot.
I guess so. So anyway, so Tina Knowles is posting on Instagram, and she's doing something Beyonce doesn't like. She's put, what is it she's doing, Megan?
She's doing Corny Joke Day.
Corny Joke Day.
Yeah.
Here's an example.
You know, Beyonce was telling me the other day that I shouldn't do corny jokes all the time, but I told her, when you get my age, you got to find your light. Okay, here you go. What did one toilet say to the other? Oh, my God, are you okay? Because you look flushed.
Also, why is she doing those jokes in a wind tunnel?
Yeah, I don't know. But she was out. She literally meant not find your light, like, in a figuratively speech.
Yeah.
Like, she meant it, like, literally the light. Like, she had
yeah, she got to figure out what
so
the
she
light
took, looked like. She filmed, like, four jokes in the same light.
Sounds makes sense to me.
Does it?
I mean, here's the thing about social media. When people get started on it, sometimes they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So they'll just start telling stupid jokes.
But especially like moms and maybe dads. I don't know. I haven't experienced a dad. They go like over the top with it. They don't really.
Is your
understand.
Mom on Instagram?
No, my mom is not on Instagram. But I know that some moms are kind of can be like that. They can like post like multiple times in a row.
Yeah,
you know,
I hate that.
I hate that too. Like five times in a row. Like that's not the way you're supposed to use Instagram. Or you know, just like the inspirational quotes like over and over and over again. It's just like, all right.
Oh, you hate inspirational quotes?
You're using it wrong.
Your mom's on Facebook, right?
Yeah, and she doesn't like overpost or anything like that, but she will always call me every once in a while and be like, why did this person post this as their status? And like, remember, she just like, she doesn't really, I don't feel like she fully understands like, it's not that serious.
I'd like to point out that on your mom's Facebook page, the cover photo is a picture of you and her sitting on a big chair that says, kiss me, I'm on Wall Street. And you guys literally look like twins.
Oh, I know. It's the whole fam for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mother isn't on Facebook that I know of. She may be under some kind of alias because she'll do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know what she does is she'll find stuff on Facebook that she thinks will be good for the show. And she'll forward it to me.
So how does she find it if she's not on there?
Well, I mean, like, or on the internet, or
oh,
she'll read.
Okay.
But she'll find something from, like, 3 weeks ago.
Really?
So,
yeah,
and
you're
she'll
like,
send it.
Yeah, Mom, we've already talked about this.
Or something that's totally, like, you know, not appropriate for people listening to the show, like how to find your cholesterol level by pinching your nose. She's like, this is really interesting,
this
honey.
This is interesting.
Your listeners might enjoy it. And I'm like, really?
I don't think so, Mom.
I don't know. You got any new photos of Justin Bieber's wiener?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
maybe.
We'll take them.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know about the cholesterol. Anyway.
Exactly.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Do your parents post embarrassing things on social media, or do they just do it wrong? Give us a buzz. Let us know what they're doing. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Liz.
Hey, Liz, how are you? Does your mom do something nasty? Or not nasty. Never mind. Ooh, if she does something nasty, I want to follow her. No, does she do something weird and embarrassing on Facebook or Instagram?
But my dad, it's not embarrassing. I think it's funny, but I'm pretty sure to anyone else who would think it's embarrassing, he likes to play devil's advocate on, like, everyone's posts. And it doesn't matter what they post. He's like, okay, but what if we think about a every once in a while he goes too far and I have to be like, Dad, you gotta stop.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people like that.
So he likes to, he's like the poop disturber, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Yes, a lot of people do, but they also don't realize half the time he's also being sarcastic when he's posting because there is no sarcasm font and there really needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is true. I have a similar problem. I'll post things that I think are funny on people's comments, and I guess it's like a serious post. Like someone will post a picture of a baby, right? And they'll think that the baby. Oh, we had a good friend whose baby just turned one, and they had this like pink tie that said 1 year old because now the new cool thing is to put your baby in a tie when it's 1 year old or something. And so everyone's like, "So cute! She's gorgeous! I can't believe she's one! You're so lucky!" And then I thought, well, why would I be boring and write the same comment? I'll write something different. So I wrote, hey, can I borrow that tie when she's done with it? Right?
Right.
Okay, I think that's funny.
I thought that was funny. But apparently a lot of people took offense to it.
No, everybody knew you were joking.
Not everybody, Megan.
Yeah, everybody knew you were joking. It was just her response was funny because she just said absolutely not.
No, she got the joke.
Oh, okay.
Other people.
Oh, really?
That reached out to me said that was inappropriate.
What?
And
why?
I said, that's the least inappropriate thing I've written on Facebook in like a week and a half.
That is the truth.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. So I'm a little bracket busted today, so I'm a little upset. I paid $20 for no reason whatsoever.
Everybody was getting real into those brackets. I didn't sign up for one or know anything about it. That's the thing is like, do you have to know?
I mean, evidently that helped. I thought I did know, but three of my final four teams got knocked out over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Really? Like,
wait, is it over now?
No, there's like two more weeks. Oh, I mean, it's okay. Over for me.
Okay.
$20 down the tubes.
All right. So then some people are still in it.
Some people are still in it. I'm just not one of them.
I'm sorry about that.
No,
this
yeah.
This is only $20. Could have been worse.
I mean, it could have been. Thank God it wasn't. Yeah. Because I really thought I knew. That's the thing. I always feel like I know what I'm doing with these things.
Yeah.
Totally don't.
I feel like the people who don't know what they're doing are usually the ones that win.
That is true.
You know, like they just like completely guess.
4 years ago when I won the office pool, I had no idea what I was doing.
Maybe you should just go back to that.
Maybe I should. Ignorance is...
go back to not knowing what you're doing.
Ignorance is bliss. Anyway, no, Florida is still in it. They're doing a great job.
There you go.
Florida State lost. Basically, that's the only local team that we still can root for.
Right.
South Carolina beat Duke yesterday, which was apparently like... that was horrible for me because I had them winning the whole thing. But it's fun. Okay, here's what's exciting to me about South Carolina is that now we can yell, go Cox, for the rest of the... tournament.
That's a good thing to say.
Because that's their mascot.
I like it.
I would go to the University of South Carolina just so
just
I could wear a hat
me
that
too.
Says that.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.